very many of the people in St Helier had come from inner city London, predominantly South London. And they had been used to living with grandma round the corner, uncle round the bend, generally, auntie up the street. And they suddenly found themselves in this estate where, yes, they were very glad to be there because they nearly all had their own gardens and they enjoyed their houses, but what they didn't enjoy was the fact that their children could never live there. And because we were surrounded by such upmarket places as Sutton and Carshalton and Morden, you know, they couldn't afford to buy houses there. So in a way, they were drifting back to the areas where the parents had moved from. And Gareth, who was editing the paper at the time, did a wonderful campaign about calling St Helier a one-generation transit camp. And this even got picked up by Parliament and is mentioned in Hansard. And houses were eventually freed, not a great number, and I don't know how many, so that second-generation people could live on the estate.